Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Inger, and today here with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So today we're going to talk about the show this last weekend in Iowa. We had our team show, NBC Battle of the Championships. It was amazing. I got to see Chris, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were reunited.
Exactly. And we just wanted to go through step by step on how we feel like you can get the best experience at a national qualifier. We've done this so many times. I've done it probably, I don't know, before I knew that I was just nationally qualified. I just kept doing regional show after regional show, never doing nationals. So I've done quite a few in lots of different states. And over the years, you just kind of pick up some things that like you wish that you would have done on show day, and maybe you wish you hadn't. So each time I feel like we change and evolve a little bit more, especially with Glam Girl being 3 years into the company. Every year, every time we do a team show, we do one every spring, summer, and fall. They're always amazing. It's so good to get to meet, finally, some of these ladies that we've been, you know, chatting with on the group chat. We had 9 different states represented. Each one of our athletes was from a different state, and then each of our coaches were from a different state, and we had 5 of our coaches there. So, yeah, a total of 14 different states represented in just that. I thought it was pretty amazing. We had everything from an Army soldier to a nurse, a grandmother, lots of mothers. And it just is so neat to see these women shine and to know the people that they are and what they do for others and how they inspire. I mean, that's definitely my favorite part, is just getting to know the athletes and getting to see them shine. What are some of your things that you liked about the weekend?
Yeah, I absolutely loved being present and being there to see them and celebrate them. And also, I feel like it just is, I've always appreciated when you have been there, Amy, just to have like someone kind of like talk you down if your nerves are getting the best of you, or to just look out into the audience and see someone smiling back at you and being really excited. I just love being that person for the clients, and I loved being able to connect with them and talk to them one-on-one. I think it's very different when you get to look somebody in the face and it's not through a phone, and you just kind of get to let them know how proud you are of them. So I really loved being able to experience their wins and their victories and celebrate them just for getting up on stage. So I would agree. I think that connection was the best part for me.
Yeah. So let's just kind of go through step by step. If there's a listener out there that maybe has never done a show, we definitely do things a little bit differently than the average person going into a regional competition or a national qualifier. But I feel like some of the stuff that we add can be some things to consider, you know, maybe if you haven't done a show before, or if you're thinking about doing one, they'd be some good things to think about.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just wanted to start with the first thing that we had on our agenda. I drove up, you, Coach Jamie, Coach Drea, you guys all flew in. So I brought a giant suitcase of probably, I don't know, 30 suits, right? Of every color of jewel tone and cut and stoning and size. And so we had several that were renting from us. And that's kind of a new thing that we've added this year, that they can rent a suit out from us and we fit them that night, as their body has changed quite a bit. So we make sure that it's the perfect fit, the perfect color for their hair and their skin tone. And like you had a client that we kind of showed you some different options so that you could have some input. And then, and the same thing with like Coach Drea and Coach Jamie, they each had clients that rented. So, and then so did I. She had gotten a wellness suit from Toxic Angels, but she needed a bikini because we had added bikini a week and a half before the show started. So, we actually crazy story. We had that suit stoned out the Wednesday before I left. So it was really,
and it was
like
stunning
2 days before.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of loud. What did you say?
Oh, I was just saying it was a stunning suit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of something that we've done that's new with the suit rental. And then next we did the team posing. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had all of the girls congregate together so that we could go over the scenario of what would happen the next day. So everybody showed up with their suit on, their heels, their jewelry. And then we went through everybody's routine individually and made some tweaks to their posing, and just kind of really refined their presentation. And then we went through a mock lineup of comparisons, had, you know, went through like switching positions with people, really gave them the idea of like, one, we knew what side stage they were entering from and exiting, so we were able to have them practice that. And then also just get used to standing up there with a bunch of other girls, just to kind of get the feel of it so that they would be comfortable for the next day. I've always appreciated that, just to get like that last minute practice in and the last minute refinement. And it's also like a fun way to kind of like meet everybody and just have that camaraderie because everybody's in the same boat. They are excited and nervous. But yeah, that's what we did for team posing.
Yeah. And a couple of the ladies had mentioned to me that they were kind of nervous during that because it was 9 people. We all had masks on, but it was 9 people. So it can be kind of intimidating, you know. But they had mentioned that it was good because they kind of got their nerves out there. Especially around people they trust. And we kind of did like a little icebreaker, like they kind of introduced themselves before they did their individual and kind of like said where they were from and things like that. So, yeah, it was a good way to just kind of all meet up at once. And then, so we went to check in as a team, and that was pretty fun. They got their base coat of tan, and some people will need to get, so those of you that are new to the sport, we get unlimited tans as our team is sponsored by ProTan. So we can get as many sprays as we want. So some people with like a lighter skin tone needed to get 2 coats on Friday. And some would have even probably benefited from getting 1 Thursday night. And then maybe rinsing Friday morning. And then you get your super dark coat in the morning on Saturday. So that was kind of what they did after check-in. Do you have anything to add on tan?
No. I mean, I know a lot of people were asking, like, about deodorant. And so, I mean, I don't know if we've ever talked about that on the no, I'm sure we've talked about not wearing deodorant on the podcast. But a lot of the time, I've utilized baby powder under my armpits just to help with, like, additional sweating. But I think it's always good if you have specific tan questions to talk to the tanners, like the people who know the solution, they've worked with it a while. So whenever people ask me like questions in that regard, I think it's a great idea just to have that resource and ask the people who are familiar with it.
Yeah. And you can, each company, they have sort of a different process for prepping the skin and some do's and don'ts. And I know that our peak week episode disappeared from way back when, because I think we're on like, it only archives 2 years worth of our episodes. So I believe we talked about that during our peak week conversation, just that you have to shave all of the hairs of your body so that it doesn't appear muddy and it absorbs well. So even those fine baby hairs like on your back and things like that, you may have never shaved some areas that you're going to shave on show day. So newbies, be prepared for that. A lot of people don't realize how valuable it is to skin prep early, especially if you have more mature skin. So if you're using the ProTan product as the company, then you're going to take some Get Buffed on a loofah at least 2 weeks in advance to get the pH right in your skin and to make sure that your dead skin cells are properly exfoliated. So I'll see people with like patchy skin, patchy spots where it didn't absorb. And that's usually because they did not skin prep properly. And so Dial soap usually helps to just dry out the skin. But avoiding like lotions and things that will make it hard for it to adhere. So even like massages and things, I always tell the ladies to get their manicures done like a week in advance, because they usually use lotion for the pedicures. Right. And then with the massage, it also releases inflammation in the body, and toxins, but then it can also, they usually use an oil or, you know, and usually you're like, oh, I want to relax during peak week, but that's probably not the time to get a massage. So
yeah, good advice.
Pro tip on that. So then the next morning, very bright and early, we bring our own hair and makeup crew. So I have my hair person, Marlin, and then we brought Monique, our makeup person, and we have a certain look. And it was funny, one of the spectators said, you could just tell who the glam girls were. And I said, yeah, that's, we kind of have this look that we're going for. We make sure that our athletes head to toe have everything they need. So, you know, it's really good. Marlin puts in their extensions. Some of them wore wigs. And then, you know, some will have tape-ins, some will have clip-ins. Some need curly hair to complement their physique. Some need straight. But yeah, if people have more fine, thin hair, we had a couple of those ladies. We went for the curls, like the beachy wave look. That was just a little bit more flattering so that their hair didn't look as thin. So did you have any comments on hair or makeup? Or?
No, I was just really, I don't think I have any tips. I just was really pleased with how everything turned out. I definitely think seeing some of the girls go from straight to curly based off of their hair type was very interesting to me as a coach to be able to see that perspective and what was going to look better on stage. So, we just had a good crew. We had a good crew of glam squad.
Yeah. So let's talk about then from there we go down to pre-judging. So the tan's done, the base coat, they had their hair and makeup appointments, and then they had their athlete meeting. And then we had pre-judging, and that's where all of the judging happens. So something that you have to be aware of as a competitor. So if you've never been to a show, it's very, like, sometimes it feels like it's going really slow. And I just call it the hurry up and wait, because you rush around to get your hair, your makeup, your tan, everything together, and like, you know, eating your meals and trying to go to the bathroom and all this stuff. And then it just seems like then you're like, oh, okay, I'm backstage and now I just have to sit here for an hour with my feet up. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, like bikini, let's get bitten in place. So you just have to be ready at all times. So one of the things that we were doing backstage while, you know, some of the other classes were going on is we were running the girls through their routines just to kind of warm up their muscles. And, I mean, do you have anything to add about what we did before they kind of got their glue and glaze?
I was just glad that we had a lot of coaches there, like a team of people, because, I just definitely learned that you always want to be proactive in keeping an eye on the timing of the show. As like you said, the hurry up and wait game, like there, an expediter did not come back to some of the rooms that the people were in. So I was really thankful that like Amy was out in the hallway and saw that like the category before wellness was already up on stage. So my advice is just be extra, ask extra questions and pay extra attention. Because like the timing of your pump up and your like, pump up foods and everything is super important to how you're presented on stage. And like, sometimes, you know, the expediters are trying to corral a lot of people as well. And the show can just like take off and go really fast depending on how many people are in the category. So, my advice is just always, always, always pay attention. You can never go wrong by asking a question or just being ready ahead of time, I think.
Yeah. So speaking of wellness, you had your first wellness competitor. I've had my first wellness competitor in Omaha. So this is my second wellness person. Tell us a little bit about your experience with wellness as a coach.
Yeah, I definitely love that category. I think it's a beautiful presentation of the female physique. It was definitely different than picking a bikini competitor. I also have my athlete was on a lot more calories than I'm used to peaking somebody. So it was very strategic and or it was very interesting to see what like backloading calories and front loading calories will do to a physique and just getting them pumped up correctly. I feel like the pump up foods for like a bikini competitor versus a wellness competitor versus a figure competitor, there can be like so many variances, and then based on the individual physique, it could be crazy as well. So I definitely learned from working with my wellness competitor that she could definitely take more calories than some of the bikini people that I've put on stage. So I think strategizing her peak a little bit differently, I think would have had her muscles come in a little bit fuller. And then also, I think that paying attention to water intake is different based on the physique as well, too. And then also one other thing that I thought was like so crazy that I didn't think of is she ended up doing super well on stage, but we didn't necessarily practice like what we should do if she wins, like when she wins, and like how to pose for the picture. So as a coach, that was definitely one. She was great. I mean, she totally rolled with it. She was super laid back. She ended up getting some great photos, but definitely, there's like little nuances every time I think I attend a show that I refine the process of preparing the athlete, and that's what I think it's about as a athlete and a coach in the sport is just constantly learning, which is, another reason why we put out this podcast. But
Yeah,
yeah,
and
wellness was different.
so those of you that watched the posing seminar or attended, you'll notice that I always try to do a posing seminar like the weekend before a show so that the athletes can kind of get used to that stuff. So I always bring the medals and plaques and things because it always bothers me. It's like my pet peeve when people put a medal on and they get that helmet head, when they
Their
don't pull
hair
their
is
hair
under
out.
there.
So we like actually practice the victory stance and all of that, just because I feel like that's like, this culminating thing, like they need good photos. And so that's something to practice. And then I would definitely make sure that you practice along those same lines, that you practice the walk to the back curtain, because you just never know what could happen. So
Yes.
my wellness competitor, so Chris's wellness competitor won the A class, and then my wellness competitor Sam, she won the true novice B wellness and then got second in open and novice wellness. But we had been so focused on her wellness debut, that's what she was preparing for, and we had added bikini like a week and a half before. We were just like, let's just make sure, like we're planning on going to nationals, she's going to USA's. We wanted to make sure that we're picking the right category for her body. She had never competed before in the NPC. She had only done NEMBF, which is totally different. So we wanted to see how, like, in this new lean body, it's the most lean she's ever been. And shout out to her. I think before she even stepped on stage, she was a winner because she's going 24 weeks now, with no binges, and she's really crushing it. And she said that this was okay that I shared it. She does struggle with an eating disorder, so this has been like a huge accomplishment for her to make it to this point where she feels like she has control over, her eating disorder. And so I was so proud of her for that fact alone. But when we threw in bikini, like I had said, she literally got her suit like on Wednesday, a couple days before the show. Well, she ended up getting first call outs in bikini class E, and they, you know how they are. And so if you've watched a show or if you've been a part of a show or if you haven't, when they call out the first people, usually wherever the person in the middle ends up, that's usually first place, and then they exit you off the stage. So she got moved to the middle in the beginning, but then each person in the basically the top three got moved in the middle at one point, and when they exited off, she was not in the middle. So, I mean, she even texted me that night. She's like, should I eat another meal? And I was like, let's just hold off. I had no expectation that she had won her class. Like, I never do. I never assume anything.
Right.
But I just said, you know, let's keep it tight just in case. I'm like, there's a possibility that you might have gotten first and you're going for the overall pose down. So lo and behold, she wins her class and there's only F left. So I just sprint back there. And in 30 seconds, I tried to teach her how to walk to the back curtain. She's a really good poser, so she learned very quickly.
Yeah.
And she ended up winning the show. So you just never know. You always want to be prepared for every little thing. Like, even if it's your first show, you never know. You may have to walk to the back curtain if you're going for an overall. It could happen. So you just want to be overly prepared in the posing department. So that's all I'll say about that. And then in terms of, let's talk about how age is just not a number in your client, Christy.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
I should say.
Yeah. So I definitely think that, I mean, we talked about this, you and I, Amy, about every opportunity that you can to get on stage and get some practice, however many classes you can get in. It's best to, if you can financially afford it, it's best to sign up for as much as you can, not only just for the practice, but I know some women think, you know, I can't necessarily compete with like the 20-year-olds in the open class, like if you're a master's competitor, but I would just encourage you to not count yourself out. My client, Christy, she is in her upper
40s. She's 49. She's going to be 50 I hope she in will March.
Yeah. Okay. So hopefully she doesn't mind me saying that.
well, she's competing in 50 plus in nationals next year. So I think she's okay with it.
Yeah. Hopefully. And she's amazing.
Yeah.
And she held her own and she held her own in the open classes and looked absolutely phenomenal. The judges really liked her look. I actually lost track of how many awards she got because I felt like she was in so many categories. She really took advantage of every opportunity and came home with, again, I don't even know, there were so many awards for her. So yeah, I think that don't necessarily like think that just because you are over 35, you have to be in masters, or maybe if you're even older than that, like there's nothing wrong with like jumping in the open categories or the novice categories as well too. You may be surprised, and sometimes you don't know who shows up and like how small the classes are. And you could walk away with placement as well, too. So,
well,
yeah, that would be
in the biggest bikini class, C, and she got second in novice. And then, like,
there you go, yeah.
Open, too. And she got fifth in the open. So,
yeah.
Even if it's small,
she's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, her physique is incredible. You do such a good job with her.
Oh, thanks.
plus, she's an amazing human, too. So,
she
Christy,
is.
We love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, other lessons that we can kind of share with the audience in terms of what to expect for show day. I was going to move on to like the photo shoot and why we do that, unless you had something else about prejudging.
I was going to say the only thing I was going to add is to make sure. So everybody knows that you get judged in the morning and then finals are there for awards, but it's not uncommon that you will get live judged in the evening. Like they more than once can rejudge a class. So of course, like if you win your class and you're in the overall, you're going to have live judging. So like Amy told her client to be like on point because she would be judged live in the evening show.
Your
class
too. Jamie.
Yes. Yeah. And
yeah,
Jamie
and
as well too. Yeah. So, you know, you want to keep an eye on those things to make sure that you're nice and, you know, like on point for that evening judging, but also your whole class. I mean, I had a client whose whole class was rejudged and it was insane. The athletes that they switched out and like awarded. So you just never know. And it was a good thing because we had some of our glam girls that stayed on point, did really good, and they got moved up in placement as well, too. So I wouldn't necessarily go crazy right after prejudging and, you know, get upset if you didn't get first call-outs because you don't know what the judges are going to decide. And it's been more than once I've been at a show and they say, we're going to rejudge this class, and you'd be surprised where you may end up in placement.
Yeah, that's totally true. I'm glad you brought up that point. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we wanted to talk about the photo shoot. We've done this as a tradition. Literally, I started it that first team show that Chris, you were a part of. And we actually had shot with the same guy, Steven. He used to be the New Me Journey. Now it's Steven Smith Studios, but he was the photographer for the show. And so in between the pre-judging and the night show, he did a photo shoot for us, like a half an hour in suits for the ladies and then a half an hour for them in their fitness gear. And I just think that the show day goes so fast. Like if you've ever, you know, like had been married and like your wedding just goes so quick, like you're just like, where did the time go? And you just want it documented, you know, I feel like that's what show day is. Sometimes
that's a good comparison.
So you're worried about so many things. Like sometimes you don't have people to take pictures and it's like from a phone from far away, like with bad stage lighting. So the fact that we got some close up, like individual shots and team shots and group shots with a professional photographer, I just always feel like it's a good thing to do. So if you ever have the opportunity, you know, cause show day, like that peak condition, you know, it's only like a small window of time.
True.
To hold that. So you just want to capture it, you know?
Absolutely.
And then in terms of the night show, like you had mentioned, you know, things got judged live. It was a crazy night. But we always try to also plan out a team dinner, like an after party. Just, we always want to make sure that the athletes have somewhere that they like to eat that's open and that will have tables. The reason why I started doing this is because I cannot tell you how many shows I've gone to where we get out of there late, I can't find a restaurant that's open, and you're starving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we always just try to make sure that like the athletes have, you know, enough room for like their family, like whoever's coming to celebrate with them. And it's just nice to end the night and chat with the ladies after the show, and get to know them better on a different level. So yeah, we always do the team dinner, which I think is pretty valuable as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a nice time where you don't have the pressure of the show, where you can actually like sit down and reflect and, you know, like have fellowship with other people. It's a really nice trick. And also too, it is so important to have food after.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is have to, yeah, like be. I remember in Arkansas one year, I literally went to like five different restaurants and they either didn't have a table, or they were just closing down, like their restaurant, like the food part was closed. So I learned my lesson after that, like walking around downtown Little Rock for like an hour just to find food. There was one place open. So ever since then, I've always made it a priority to make sure that I like found a place that was open late enough, that the kitchen was open. And I just, those are things like as a new athlete that you sometimes forget about or wouldn't think of. So any of those listeners that are new, that's, food's always important. So plan that out.
Yeah, know where you're going. And we've done that before too when we've competed together. Amy has like made a game plan of like, okay, after you know, we get through the finals, where are we going out to eat? Because it's good. You don't want to be like tired and like you're just exhausted and then you're hungry and you're trying to figure out like, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Just knowing where you're going to have your next meal, I think is reassuring. And our girls really just threw on some like a old black dress or something over their suits, or they changed real quick and then everybody went out to eat. So, yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah. And then I think that, I mean, obviously I talk to my athletes before peak week even starts. I talk to them about next step goals because I personally have gone through the post show blues and rebound like a million times to learn my lesson that you really have to have a plan set in place before the show even happens or before peak week even happens to, you know, move forward, because it is like, again, I use the wedding analogy, but it's like you spend all this time, effort, money and getting ready for this one day. And if you're not prepared for what's going to happen after, and you know, your hormones are different, your hunger signals are different. So, we always talk about the reverse diet and have that, you know, we give that to the athletes before they, you know, at least during their peak week, so that they can kind of
Correct.
like have foods ready and have a plan of action. So, for example, like my athlete that's going to USA's, I mean, we planned out like a refeed budget for her to do Saturday and then like her reverse, so that we knew it was a tight timeline for nationals, and kind of like a strategy. But, you know, even if you don't have a show in mind in the forefront, like coming up, it's just important to just talk about those next steps. And I like using the team dinner too to just kind of like talk about some attributes that I thought they did really well, and like kind of giving them some feedback, because, you know, we're there watching them, so that's like sometimes that's better than the feedback that you're going to get generically from a judge, you know. So you
Correct.
can kind of like learn, like, okay, this maybe could have been improved. This is something that you did really well, stuff like that. But
Absolutely.
awesome. Okay. Well, we are at that 30-minute mark. So I hope that this episode was helpful. I know that there's people getting ready for nationals this coming weekend. It's now in Orlando, NBC Nationals. And so good luck to all of those athletes competing there. And we will keep you posted on our wellness competitor and our bikini competitor that's also getting ready for USA's here pretty soon. So it's right around the corner.
To Vegas.
Yes, to Vegas we go.
I think Amy and I have never been in Vegas together, so this
Nope.
will be fun.
I've only been to Vegas once, so this will, yeah.
I've never been, so
Oh
you
my
get to go,
goodness.
you get to experience it with me.
I love it. I always get to experience all your firsts. She got to
You
see a mountain, quote unquote, this year with me
That's so
in
true.
Phoenix. That was great. I love it. Okay, so the next thing is we're gonna travel to a foreign country. I've decided as we're on
I'm
the
in.
podcast. Okay.
Let's do it.
Sounds good. All right. Well, you can find us on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast or at Glam Girl Bikini, and you can apply for the team if you like the sound of this unicorn prep and what it means to do a team show. We are accepting applications for our spring show, and that's May 8th in St. Louis. So be sure to apply. We'll put the link in the show notes, but it's at glamgirlbikini.com. You'll hit the Get Started button, and we'll be sure to set up a phone call consultation with you to see if it's the right fit. So, signing off, this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Anger, with my fabulous co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.